Hello, good afternoon, Dr. Shane, dictating a pre- and post-bronchial latent spirometry in Gloria Berman. This goes to Dr. Chambers. On 5/30/23, Mrs. Berman performed pre- and post-bronchial latent spirometry period prior to the enlarged bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was moderately impaired. And there was a moderate impairment in flow rates, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators, period, compared to a prior study dated 3/2/21. There's been slight deterioration, period. Of PAVF impression, moderate restriction and obstructive lung disease without a bronchospastic component showing some progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Patrick Watkins. This goes to Heather Black, FNP. On 5/30/23, Mr. Watkins performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was normal. And there was a mild degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period compared. No, there was no comparison. The paragraph impression, a mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry in William Rideway. This goes to Dr. Tai. On 5/30/23, Mr. Rideway performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no airways obstruction nor bronchial activity noted period compared to a prior study dated 11/17/22. There's been slight improvement in the pre-bronchodilator study, period, no paragraph impression, normal study. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Mary Frink, F-R-I-N-K. This goes to Dr. Pokuk. On 5/30/23, Mrs. Frink performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period, prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was minimally impaired. With insignificant airways obstruction and no bronchial reactivity noted, period, compared to a prior study dated 5/11/22, there's been slight deterioration, period. No paragraph impression, normal study showing slight deterioration. Next, 6-minute walk test on Walter Doncourt, D-O-N-C-O-U-R-T. This goes to Dr. Newsom. On 5/30/23, Mr. Doncourt performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the rumor saturation was 94%, period. At 3 minutes into the test, the patient desaturated and was placed on 2 liters nasal oxygen, and he improved to 94%, period. He did resume his test. And was able to complete it, but achieved only 159 meters in 6 minutes. And at the end of the study, his saturation was 94%, period. No paragraph impression, severe exercise intolerance with transient demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Sandra Horn, H-O-R-N-E. This goes to Dr. Price. On 5/30/23, Mrs. Horn performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 11/8/22. There's been no significant change period. No paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression period. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Sandra Horn. This goes to Dr. Kevin Price. On 5/30/23, Mrs. Horn performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, her rumor saturation was 93%, period. Patient achieved 272 meters in 6 minutes, and at the end of the study, the saturation was 93%, period. No paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Audrey Hickson, H-I-X-O-N. This goes to Heather Murrow, comma, PA. On 5/30/23, Mrs. Hickson performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired. There was a severe degree of airways obstruction period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 2/15/2023, there's been no significant change perinopagraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression period. Thank you.